I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. So this week is a pretty special week.
It's the week that the 101 comes out, which is my list for the LA Times of the 101 best restaurants in Los Angeles area in order.
Everybody was wondering if Vespertine would be on the list, and there it was, right in number one position.
People seem surprised by that, and I guess I can see it because it's definitely a restaurant that's not to everybody's taste, but I think that it is perfect at what it does.
And you've said before that what it does goes beyond just putting food on a plate. It's sort of a seamless artistic experience.
Yeah, I described it in my review as a Gesamtkunstwerk, of a completely pretentious term usually associated with Richard Wagner, which means a total work of art, which means that, you know, the ceramics are made specially. There's a soundtrack of just a few notes that plays all night. There's a building by a great Los Angeles architect that it wasn't custom designed for the space, but it's been completely taken over by the restaurant. It's like an evening of avant-garde theater as much as it is a dinner.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two is the restaurant that occupied the number one spot for years.
Yeah, Providence had been number one, I think, every year I've done this list for the LA Times. It's a spectacular place. The food is stunningly good. Michael Cimarusti, the chef, does all the things I wish every chef would do in terms of, you know, sourcing local sustainable seafood.
Now, number three, Spago, has been on the list forever. How is it that a restaurant with that longevity has managed to maintain its chops while the city has evolved and the quality of the offerings in the city have exploded over the years since Spago first opened?
I think it's part of the genius of Wolfgang Puck, whose ideas are behind so much of what exists, and not just the city's restaurant culture, but maybe the world's, that he's able to reinvent the restaurant every so often. Everybody loved the old Spago, and they love the comfort of the piece of pasta and salad. He moved to Beverly Hills, which I still can't believe is 20 years ago, though I guess it was.
Okay, then number four, is this the first time that this restaurant has been up in the top few spots?
Luxon has been flirting with the top of the list for quite a while. I think Sang-Yoon, who, you know, we have on the show a lot, is a really good thinker about food. I sometimes say that, you know, somebody should walk 3 feet behind him, you know, gathering his sort of ideas that he has and then throws away, because I think he probably has more great food ideas. He develops more dishes per week than most, you know, chefs do in a year. He's so creative.
Okay, then with number five, we're at Taco Maria.
Taco Maria has been number two. It was high up last year. I think Carlos Salgado is doing some of the most innovative modern Mexican cooking in the United States, period. He has all the fine dining training that a chef could want.
Well, thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you, Evan. It's been great.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times, talking about his new listicle, 101 Restaurants to Try in LA. Text the words good food to 69866 and you'll get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.